Blog Talk Radio.
Boy Journey Gray. I want you to settle in and experience some hip hop.
I'm Tap dancing on the beat, Savion, Sammy Davis, Man Cabbage, packing the Cadillac, smoking haze again. John Blazing, Ghost writing, striking lightning. Call me Thor, control the flow, I'm precise. When I'm writing, took the score of my life through the strife, found the Lord in the mic without a hype. Found freedom out, chasing the adrenaline, hoping I could spit again. One more song, open mics, I was killing them. Now you feel the power, the present is the gift, and the time is the hour. Seducing seconds as they beckon for the second coming. I'm no messiah, but there's fire when I'm strumming. Vocal cords when I'm humming. Lightning bullets in the hundreds in Chicago in the summer. From some youngins in the Hummer. I'm BB King with Adidas on, I'm complex. I'm Stephen King with the beat is on in context. You can consider me a killer in this thriller. These plates bring the realest on the show so you can kill it. We are a tribe leading new school scenarios. So listen close as we commute through your stereo. This is Journey Braves, and you are now tuned in to the G Hour Show.
Up and coming hip hop star Trail Mac,
is going to be in the building tonight. Yeah, D-Slay going to be getting it in with Trell Mack tonight. Talking to him, finding out what's going on with him, you know, finding out about, you know, his latest project, you know, his thoughts about the hip-hop game. Oh, you already know, it's popping. And a little bit later in the show, we're going to be talking to up-and-coming singing sensation. John Michael is going to be in the building. Yes, another light-skinned brother is out there making good music for the ladies once again. Just when you thought El DeBarge was done, John Michael then stepped up to the scene. Yes, indeed. Oh, but light-skinned brothers, don't think you're taking over. Don't think you're taking over. Dark-skinned brothers going to always be around. Okay, we're going to always be around. But we're going to be getting it in with my man, John Michael, tonight a little later in the show, so definitely make sure you guys tune in. Keep it locked, and we're playing the hits. We got lots of hits tonight, so just sit back and relax and enjoy it. Enjoy your boy D Slate. We getting it in. Shout out to my peeps. I want to send a shout out to my boy Jig Chronicles, my brother Jig Chronicles from Grind Hard Radio. Grind or die, baby, you better get with it. My girl Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio, all the queens out there. My boy Kano the Pyro from HME Radio, no doubt. All the pyromaniacs, you straight burned up if you ain't listening to HME, no doubt. And, of course, last but never least, always the most, with your special host, D Slate, right here on the D-Hour Show. And if you are a hip-hop artist, if you are an R&B artist, if you are a poet slash spoken word artist, because some people like to call themselves poets, some people like to call themselves spoken word artists. Whatever the case may be, if you spit flaming poetry, then definitely hit us up. If you want to get on the show, you want to be interviewed, you want us to play your music, you want us to showcase you. If you're an up-and-coming actor as well, athlete, get with us. All you have to do is email us at thehourshow@gmail.com. That's thehourshow@gmail.com. You can also catch up with us on MySpace, Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube. Just search the key, LinkedIn, you know, all those different sites. Just search the keywords The Hour Show. Definitely make sure you follow us on Twitter at The Hour Show, D-H-O-U-R-S-H-O-W. Yes, I just spelled it because there's some individuals out there that has a little bit of trouble spelling words. And, we tend to try to help those individuals out. What did he just say? I didn't understand that word. The Hour Show, D-H-O-U-R-S-H-O-W, @gmail.com. Follow us on Twitter. D-H-O-U-R-S-H-O-W, The Hour Show. Yeah, I'm like your boy K Solo. I'm spellbound. I get my spell on. Look here. Peoples, we get it. It's popping. Like Orville Redenbacher tonight. For those that don't know who this gentleman is, I'll give you a little bit of information. It's a gentleman who was on the Food Network, who goes by the name Mark Summers. He was on the Food Network show Unwrapped. I'm pretty sure you've seen him. He's the host of the Food Network show Unwrapped. And also, he was on the old school show. I'm going to take all the old schoolers back. He was on the old school show Double Dare, when he had the kids and the families doing little things, and they was all in the slime and trying to get this and that for prizes. Yes, I remember Double Dare. That was the show back in the day. But here's the business. He was in a terrible accident. Food Network star producer Mark Summers is grateful to be alive after sustaining serious facial injuries during a car accident last week. The 60-year-old star, who currently hosts the Food Network's Unwrapped, was a passenger in a taxi cab in Philadelphia when the vehicle hydroplaned during a torrential downpour, Summers told People. He said to them, "I knew when the driver lost control that I was in trouble. I was on the phone with my supervisor and producer, and I said, 'Oh, my God, we're going to crash.'" He told the mag, recalling the harrowing moments right after the wreck. "Next thing I knew, I woke up and I had blood all over me." Summers' head slammed against the plastic partition between the cab's front in back seats upon impact, badly damaging his face. Everything on the left side, he said, everything on the left side of my eye socket down was just wiped out. He told the magazine, my eye socket was all swollen. I'm having trouble seeing completely out of the left eye. There's lots of titanium and screws in my face. That's what he said. All the prayers and the condolences go out to Mark and his family and friends. Hopefully he has a successful recovery, and we definitely hope he gets better. That was a terrible accident, and, you know, I guess, you know, you gotta be a little bit careful when you out there riding with them cabbies, because, you know, them cats, you know, they drive like bats and pigeons from hell. So, you know, you guys got to be careful rolling around with them cats, because they're a little crazy. But definitely, you know, prayers go out to him and his family, and hopefully he recovers better and get through this. I know his face was badly damaged, but, you know, they have miracle plastic surgeons out there that can do some miracles to people's grill and bodies and different things like that. So hopefully he'll be able to, you know, if his face is badly damaged, hopefully he can get a plastic surgeon to help mold him. You know, they may be able to make him look like the older version of Tom Cruise. You know, you never know. But, people, kicking it once again. You know, I was, and I'm going to try to see if I can find the information for you guys, but I heard that, you know, Chris Brown was a little disgusted by the $16 million lawsuit. And I'm trying to understand, and I'll get the information for you guys so you can hear about it, but I'm trying to understand why he was disgusted. Like, why were you disgusted? I mean, I don't understand that. But, you know, we'll talk about that a little later. I'll find out the information about why Chris Brown was disgusted by the $16 million lawsuit. I'm going to play a couple of hits for you guys real quick. When we get back, hopefully we'll be getting in with my man, up-and-coming hip-hop star Trail Mac, is going to be in the building. So right now, it's your boy D-Slay, The Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's my man Cardiac with Bad Seed. We got some D. Scott coming in after that, Center of Attention. D-Slay, The Hour Show, Indy Up Saturday. Let's go, Geo.
Gather round, kids. Let me tell you the story of a bad seed.
I know y'all never wanna believe I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case so long before it screams. A bad seed indeed, which y'all is gonna be when it hit the scene. Murder scenes and blood streams, kids right. Screams, nightmares turn to dreams. Those things in the Nietzsche jeans, well that seems a stereotype. Like all this rap isn't right, not the fact that our talent is out of sight. Oh, we're artists so tight, but they think we might be trouble. Let's pop the bubble, I'm tired of hiding none of these covers. I got some monsters in my closet that y'all about to discover. Here goes the muzzle, now walk through these bloody mud puddles and witness the struggle of a hustler born with no father but raised by his mother. So why bother listening to authority figures of paying attention to his family who has no intention of helping him escape from this mental prison, which in life is different, but he knows that it isn't. So try to envision these demons he carries with him, these burdens with no limits as he prepares for this collision that's endless.
I know y'all never won't believe I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case so long before it's free. I know y'all never won't believe I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case so long before it's free.
Turns into a serial killer who feels he's imperial. Hides his murder material under his stereo. And at 76 been told that he drives slow, looking for his first conviction. Circles the parking lot until he finds his victim. How does he pick him? Like a dog, he smells fear and then he sticks him. Blindsides him with his weapon and continues to hit him till they fall to the ground, leaving no witness. Throws him in the back and drives all calm as a kitten. Heading to the abandoned building where he first started all of these killings. Now can you envision the
artist who paints a bloody picture, or the victim being your sister. Without an intervention, his mind is on simpler. He reaches in the back, grabs a saran wrap, wraps it over the lesions and gaps, and throws the body on his back. Runs up the step in a flash, lays the body down, face flat, pulls out his axe, and everything goes black.
I know y'all never wanna believe, I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case alone before it's free. I know y'all never wanna believe, I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case alone before it's free.
Wakes up around 4 a.m. with blood on his shirt and Tim's. And then he sees an axe in the den. Thinks this can't be him, but still he grins. And the feeling within doesn't feel so pretend. A combination of adrenaline and revenge. Where it begins, a tree with no leaves, left out by itself to freeze. A lock with no keys, an apple that does fall far from a tree. A buried his cage and never set free. And in this cage, a victim born from a bad seed.
I know y'all never wanna believe, I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case alone before it's free. I know y'all never wanna believe, I was born from a bad seed. An apple never falls too far from a tree. A bird is only case alone before it's free.
Oh, you know I want you. You're the only one for me.
Do you have an event you're planning and need a keynote speaker? Then the Speakers Bureau Institute is the agency for you. Actress Tasha Smith partners with RKD Music and Talent Management to bring an array of celebrity speakers, artists, and athletes for your event. Book names like Kim Coles, Tasha Smith, Tisha Campbell-Martin, Vanessa Bell Calloway, LaToya Luckett, Lisa Leslie, Flex Alexander, Leela James, Cheryl Lee Ralph, and more. Whether it's a conference, workshop, seminar, or college event, SBI has provided a phenomenal lineup of speakers that will cater to your event. For more information on booking a speaker for your next event, call 818-571-0998 or visit rkdmusic.com. SBI is a subsidiary of RKD Music and Talent Management, located in Beverly Hills, California.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slate, getting it in for the fit-ins, playing the hits. You just got to listen to my man, D. Scott, with Center of Attention. Before that was my man, Cardiac, with Bad Seed, doing it like that. The D-Hour Show, the home of the independent artists. We keep it popping like Ober Redenbacher. Where your butt at? Where the butt at? You already know. Popping. Right now, ladies and gentlemen, it is time for us to go ahead and introduce our first guest for tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, up-and-coming hip-hop star. Please give a warm D-Hour Show welcome to our guest, Mr. Trail Mack.
Yo, what's good, man? I appreciate you guys having me on, man. What's good?
Yo, Trail, what's good, bro? What's good with you?
Hey, man, you know the grind every single day, man. Just, you know, business as usual.
That's real. Well, you know, Trail, you know, it's a recession. The economy kicking our ass right now, man. I can't give you no Lucci, but I'm going to give you some of this right here, though.
That's love, man.
That's how we do it, baby. That's how we do it.
That's love, man. Definitely.
Hey, Trail, you know, first and foremost, bro, I wanna definitely thank you, man, for joining us on the show. It's an absolute pleasure, you know, to have you on the show with us tonight, man. I got to say, I heard your music, you know, and definitely started playing it on the show, got some great feedback, and I said I definitely got to get my man on the show, talk to him, and, you know, wrap it up with him about, you know, what he's working on and just the hip-hop game in general. So it's a pleasure to have you on the show with us.
Hey, man, I definitely appreciate, you know, being on the show, man. You know, up-and-come artists like us need this time, man. So, you know, I'm really, you know, very appreciative of, you know, having this opportunity, man. So thank you.
Oh, no doubt. But, I mean, that's what it's all about, man. We, you know, we here at the D-Hour Show and other affiliates I know, man, are friends of mine. You know, our motto here definitely is, you know, you deserve to shine and you deserve to be heard. Just like mainstream artists on mainstream radio, and you guys are just as talented as them, so you deserve a shot just like they do.
Oh, without a doubt, man. I you know, I think I could run with them dudes, man. I think my music good enough,
no
man. You
no
know,
doubt.
So.
I agree. I absolutely agree with you, man. I absolutely agree. And like I said, it's quite a few talented artists out there like yourself, man. And you know, a lot of the artists definitely get the shaft when it comes to getting, you know, getting some serious interviews in and getting some rotation in for their music, man, on some of these mainstream radio. But you know, we keep an open mind and an open heart and an open channel for all independent and up and coming artists, man. And that's what we all about here, man. Giving you an opportunity for people to hear your music, and it's about time, you know, for people to start hearing some new music. And not the
right.
same old thing, and not the same old thing every day, you know. So
right, man. Right, and that's really what it is, man. Like I said, you're gonna always be around, man, because you know, upcoming artists need guys like you that's gonna support, man. You know, right now I'm grateful for having a great team behind me, man. That's really pushing it every day on
that's
the
true.
Emails, on the websites, and stuff like that, and you know, pushing us out there.
No doubt. Hey, you know. For all the cats out there that's listening right there, right now, that don't know anything about you, Definitely please introduce yourself and tell them, you know, let everybody know where you're from.
Well, I'm Trell Mack, up-and-coming recording artist from Philadelphia, you know, representing the home of 215. You know, I'm also
Philly,
that's right, man, Philly, we in the building, man, just trying to, you know, bring out a new light to the industry, man. Also, I'm up-and-coming aspiring entrepreneur as well, man. So right now I got a few businesses that I'm working on with my partners. Shout out to Q the Question. Shout out to Red Hands, man. So we just in here trying to, you know, do some great things, man. You know, build the city up some more right on top of what Meek Mill doing right now. Shout out to Tone Trip as well.
That's real. Now, bro, tell us a little bit about what got you started in music, man, and why hip-hop?
Man, I've always been a fan of music, man, since I was younger, man. I always, either with my grandfather, just music in general, I was always a fan. But how I really started getting into hip-hop more, I was always a big Tupac fan. So, I sit back and listen to Pac all the time with my cousins and stuff like that. Man, it got me hooked ever since I was a kid. I used to run around with the little bandanas on my head thinking I was Tupac and stuff like that. But, you know, that's one of my, as far as hip-hop's concerned, that was really what, gave me some light on hip-hop and what it's all about, you know, and what it should sound like, you know, and that's what I began to learn as I got older and grown within the music business, man. And on top of that, man, as far as rapping is concerned, I used to play around with lines here and there when I was a kid, man. I used to do it because, you know, I saw everybody else around the way doing it. I said, hey, man, I might have to try to put some lines together, too. So I used to play around with it here and there. But until 2007, that's when I, got real with it and do it on a more professional basis, man. And that's really what it was, man. That's how I just pretty much picked it up, man. It was definitely a hidden gift that I, you know, didn't think I had. I always been a fan of art. So I just guess it really flew with my, my personality, man. I used to, you know, actually be able to draw, like, human beings and do cartoons and stuff like that, man. So art was always a part of me, man. So I guess it just kind of found its way in music.
No doubt. Now, tell us a little bit about the new music project you're working on, man. What was the inspiration that went into that?
Say it again, I'm sorry.
I said, tell us about the music project that you're working on, that, you know, the mixtape or the album, and what was the inspiration that went into that?
Oh, man. Inspired by Greatness, man, my EP that's coming out September 4th, man, is pretty much like a comeback tape, man. And it really inspired me to get back into it, man, because I was inspired by everything that was great around me, man. You know, like my family, my friends, the passion for music, man. And, you know, so many people told me, you know, Trell, man, you got it, man. You need to get back into it, man. I believe you could do it, man. There's so many people that believed in me, man, you know, when I didn't believe in myself, man. So I definitely give a big shout out to all those people. So that really pretty much inspired me to start working on a new project, man, especially with the release of Dreams of a Winner featuring Sean Christian, man. And,
Trell, I got to say, Dreams of a Winner, that's my joint, bro. I got to tell you that right now. That's my point right there.
I appreciate it. I appreciate it, man, because it's one of those songs, man, that it really touched me, man. And when I wrote it, man, when I heard the beat, shout out to Tony Sway for the production. When I heard the actual track, it flew immediately, man. I already knew what I was going to write about, man. I felt it. It came from the heart, man, and it was real because it's definitely something I've been through. You know, it was a time in my life, man, where I just said, you know, I just stopped doing music, man. I just had, you know, situations in my life. You know, I became a father. You know, I had to work, man, take care of the household and stuff like that, man. So I had to fall back, and it kind of, you know, pushed me back, you know, as far as my dreams was concerned, man. So right now, Dreams of a Winner pretty much, you know, talks about my dreams and telling people that I'm back, you know, it's going to be a rough road, man, but we're going to do whatever we can to stick in it.
Well, I got to say, man, that Dreams of a Winner, bro, that was the joint that, that definitely inspired me to get you on the show, man, when I heard it, and then definitely put it in rotation, and, you know, Cass was loving it. But I was like, yeah, I got to get this cat on the show. I love to talk to, man, and showcase music from artists that's putting out quality music, man, because quality music to me tells me, not only just me, but the listeners, that you serious about your craft and you serious about what you're trying to do.
Right. I mean, you gotta be serious about it, man, because, you know, when I look at it, you know, all the other jobs that I work for, man, you know, being a corporate guy and even owning my own business, man, I got to treat it the same way. It's really a passion of mine, man. Just like I used to go into the job every single day, I need to do that with my music as well, man. You know, because like I said before, it's definitely a passion. I believe that anybody should be serious about their passion, man, and, you know, try to work as hard as they can, even though you're going to struggle a little bit, but that's just part of the game.
No doubt. No, now, bro, you know, from coming from Philly, man, and,
yeah.
You know, like I do, it's a lot of talent, hip-hop talent that came up out of Philly. You know what I'm saying? It's an array of hip-hop talent that it came up out of Philly and represented Philly, you know, to the utmost. Now, how does Trail Mac music, you know, blend into that mix of talent that's come up out of Philly? You know, how do you add on to that?
Well, I mean, Philadelphia alone, like you said before, there's a lot of talent that comes out of Philadelphia, man. And I hear people say all the time that, you know, Philadelphia is talented in the hip-hop scene, man. As far as all the other artists that came up, me being able to fit in, is that we're passionate about it, man. Like I said, man, that's why you see Philly, a lot of Philly guys, they're so hungry and so competitive, even though it was times where we couldn't get along, everybody had the competitive heart because they was hungry about it and they really wanted to, you know, find some way to push their music out. And that's how I fit in with everybody else, man. It's just the passion and the grind and being able to compete with other cats in the industry. You know, and just that alone, man, that's how I feel like I fit in, man. You know, we all could, I think as the city become one, then we all could, you know, all push out together, man. So that's what we're trying to get to right now.
No doubt, Trey. But your song tonight, bro, that we're going to showcase for you for tonight is No Holding Back. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, No Holding Back is one of those songs, man, where you're just telling the world, man, like, listen, I'm not letting anything hold me back, whether it's, you know, your surroundings or your area you grew up in or a certain individual, relationships, just those certain things that will hold you back, even, you know, doubting yourself and disbelief of what you could do as a person and as a human being, man, you know, and that's really what it talks about, man. So, you know, No Holding Back, Trail Mac, shout out to Diamond Star Productions for the production on that.
That's real, bro. That's real, no doubt. Well, right now we're going to we're going to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the Flow and you know, 4 back to back hits from these incredible artists that we showcase, and then at 4 we starting it off with my man Trail Mac's joint, No Holding Back. Trail, stay right here with us, bro. I got some more questions for you when we come back. I got some doozies for you when we get back. I definitely want to touch on with you about the state of hip-hop and what you think about hip-hop right now. And also, you know, I got this little game I want to play with you, a little question game I like to do with some of our artists. And then if you got it in you, Trail, I like to do this every now and then with our hip-hop artists. I want to know if Trail will be able to spit some bars for us when we get back.
Okay, without a doubt, man.
No doubt. We're getting ready to kick off the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor, no doubt. And also, I see my queen is in the building. I'm going to get her in when we get back. You know you're my queen, Ebony B. I'm going to get her in when we get back. I know she's going to enjoy some of this music right now. But we're getting ready to kick it off. Trail, go ahead and introduce your song for everybody.
Yo, it's Trail Mac, No Holding Back. Holla at your boy.
Let's get it. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio, Indie of Saturday. It's your boy D Slate, Trail Mac, No Holding Back. You heard what he said. Let's get it.
No doubt, you're listening to the Hip Hop 4 on the Floor on the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. Finally made a way for me.
And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I've got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. Check it, it's like I'm standing in a small space. It's like I'm walking through a narrow hallway. Back in my mind, been contemplating all day. How the hell I'm gonna get my songs played? Maybe I'm just going about it the wrong way. Maybe I'm just looking at it the wrong way. Let me stop worrying about what y'all say. The smart fakers always do it the long way. Yeah, I heard I wasn't good enough. I even heard I wasn't hood enough. If they would just laugh and be happy, I hear it. It's always the opposite, I would crush your spirit. It's not my fault, you're gone, miss the last train to Paris. I just take the scenic route when my mind is the clearest. And this is such a pleasant view and you wish you was near it. A perfect time for mom to say wish you wasn't so careless. Yeah, finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. Cause there's no holding back, I'ma tell you now that's yeah. Check it, a wise man told me to face my demons. But he really never gave me the reason. Man, it looks so bright this season. Everything has a beauty, but not everyone sees it. Philly is a city where I struggle at. City where it's trouble at. City where you better hope they love you at. Homie got a murder charge, double light, double track. Sunshine peeking through a cell, he ain't coming back. No, I can't picture the ground holding me. Yeah, I got so many places to be. Yeah, and plus I do this all with no degree. So hopefully, we can make it out the streets vocally. Backpack, pen in my pad, study my poetry. Go the extra mile, extra loud, so they notice me. Finally found life purpose. Listen to pop first shit before I write verses. Yeah, finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. No, I ain't stuck up in the whirlwind. And I don't really care about when the world ends. I just look at you and everything in it. And keep it moving like I did with my ex-girlfriends. Yeah, they come and go. And all that bullshit that you're counting me for. And what the hell you think that you're announcing me for? I gave my back to the world and they bound it beyond. Yeah, I'm finally home and I'm finally y'all. Somebody brain got the Ciroc and Patron. I'm on my second shot and I'm finally gone. Everybody wondering what island he on. Yeah, I'm drifting away and I feel different today. I promise never build something and give it away. A lot of y'all doing way too much shit in the day. And that's the reason why y'all niggas ain't living today. Yeah. Finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got. Cause there's no holding back, I'ma tell you now that's a fact. Finally made a way for me. And I dare you to try to take it from me. Cause what you see in my life right now, this is all I got. If you walk in my path, better hold on to what you got.
Be mine. It's gonna hit my limits, stay high as the sun in the sky. There is no way I'm not gonna shine. coming back slaying. I wonder if they really understand just who I am. Yeah, no comparison, I'm damaging. Yeah, the rest of Paul Bearers to carry them. I swear you have to bury them. A Philly of America. Live me really, my 2020 visions on winning. I diminish anyone who trusts living their possibilities. Seriously, I ain't worried about whether or not they feeling me. But I bet by the time I'm finished, you'll remember me. I'm racing to the finish, but I'm already feeling like a runner. If I want it, I'ma get it, yeah. Nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high. Just look up in the sky, you're likely to see me fly, yeah. You're gonna knock me down. Everything seems clear once I started to dream bigger. All I needed was a vision, yeah. All I cannot see now. I'm so focused, I'm so forward, I'm so motivated to make it, yeah. Me. My movement can't be relevant, cause I ain't buying it to all the boy they try and sell to me. Because of what I represent, it probably would be better if I do some ghostwriting for other artists to sell my hit. The story of my life, and I don't want nobody telling it. Especially if they ain't experienced none of the hell I've been through. And if you knew how I feel to walk in my shoes, just cause I don't show my bruises, don't think I ain't been abused. With some trials and tribulations, unfortunate situations. No pain can match the stress I've been given. So I complain of being hurt if I should say I'm still living. Still in it to win it. My ambition is my addiction. It's missing inhibition. Gotta get a fix or I get the tripping. Not in the slipping. I'm sprinting it, whatever the distance. That top position, I am destined to get it. And I'm ready to the finish. But I'm already feeling like a runner. If I want it, I'ma get it. Yeah, nothing's gonna stop me now. I'm aiming high.
Cause I don't walk stepped outside the clock in the same block like a paper route. I had to switch my mind frame. Dog, your clown posse and all of my niggas the same. You push in your mouth, talking that weak speech to go back home and have to crumple your loose sleeves. I've been the beach, you've been afraid. It's the best collabos, Jay-Z and Eminem's Renegade. They say your pussy worth a thousand words. The Photoshop made it easy to get off the curve, but there ain't no more telling, no more. For everybody rocking skinny jeans that fit in the door. Yeah, I know I'm real, but I guess that's not real enough. Maybe I gotta be trash or be a cup. Maybe I gotta speak some weak shit to make sure my joints get played in the picture. Maybe I need to have a ghost rider. So if I get locked like rain, I just come out fire. I'm inspiration to my state, no liar. No, I'm not a mimic, so I'm holding that iron. Niggas claiming that they real, but they lying. Cause they never bust a nigga's running when I'm stopped flying. Maybe it's me, or I see shit for what it is and not what it's supposed to be. If you claim they ill, I got the remedy. Chef in the booth, I be cooking with that recipe. And everybody hot and to the next to me. What's remix tape, I just got the best of me.
Yeah, welcome back. Welcome back. It's the D Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy D Slake getting it in. That was the Hip Hop 3 on the floor. I know I said 4, but that's what I like to call street mathematics. Look here, kicking it, chilling, playing the hits. The home of the independent artists. We keep it popping like Over Redenbacher. You just got through listening to my girl Persia with Battle Cry. Before that was Nicki McKnight with Motivation. Then you heard my man Trail Mac with No Holding Back. And I got Trail Mac in the building. Trail, what's good, bro?
Man, I'm still here, man. I'm rocking with you guys, man.
we got to do it, though, like that. Trail, it's like I said, man, we got to give them great music. We got to give them new music. We got to give them something new each and every time. So, that you know, that's what it's all about. And like I said, I love playing.
I can say this, man. Y'all guys got a nice ear for music, unlike a lot of other major radio stations, even though they getting paid, you know what I mean, for their way, you know what I mean? But on the other hand, y'all keeping it real. The selection of artists that I heard so far, man, it's so awesome, man. Definitely shout out to them for doing their thing.
No doubt, bro. I appreciate that, and I'm pretty sure they do, too. Right now, man, before I kick off my other questions for you, I got my girl, Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio in the building. Hey, Ebony.
Hey, King. What's going on? Big shout out to the D Hour Show, doing it big each and every Saturday. Get their name for the Indy. Big shout out to you, Trail Mac. We familiar with you on Diva Spot Radio. Big shout out to Q the Question. Who he think he is? What's going on, y'all?
Hey, yo. What's good with you?
I'm doing very well. I'm very proud of you, Trail Mac, for doing your thing. I was introduced to your music. The track that I have, that we have in rotation, is Who He Think He Is. It's definitely a hot track. You well on your way. And as soon as we get these drops and this information back, we would love to go ahead and schedule you and book you to have you come to Frontline Friday. If you're on a D-Hour show, you're doing it big.
Hey, man. I'm like I said, I just appreciate the love, man. Y'all guys doing me a favor, yo, you know, because, like I said, we need it. And y'all definitely one of the reasons why I'm going to take it to the top, man, for sure. Y'all won't be forgotten about.
No doubt.
Okay, definitely.
No doubt. Now, I think we got another caller on the line, and I think I might know who it is, but let's get him in anyway. 702-481, you on the D-Hour Show, Indy Up Saturday. Who it be?
Pyromania. What's good, fam? Yeah.
Kano the Pyro, baby, my brother from HMV Radio. Kano, what's good, bro?
Oh, man, just checking in with the hottest show on Blog Talk right now, the D Hour Show. Shout out to my sis over there, Diva Ebony B. Shout out to the artists, and shout out to all my pyromaniacs out there.
No doubt, bro. We got my man Trail Mac from Philly, man, in the building with us, man. He got some hot music getting it in with him right now.
That's what's up, man. I definitely have some questions in mind. I want to, you know, learn a little bit more from you. What has been the biggest challenge for you as an independent artist at this moment?
what have been the big sellers for me, selling point?
No, what has been the biggest challenge? What's the biggest challenge?
Oh, the biggest challenge, man. Really, you know, everything's a challenge. The grind by itself is just a challenge, man, because you have to definitely adjust to, you know, the momentum and definitely keep the momentum going, man. That's what happened to me about around 2008 when I stopped. You know, it became a challenge, man. The momentum died. You know, like I said, I had a lot of situations and stuff like that that came in the way. Became a family man, and, you know, I had to work and take care of the family, man. So the biggest challenge is keeping the momentum, man. So we're doing, you know, a lot of things to try to keep that flowing, man, because that's definitely the challenge, man. You know, you got to keep the name out there every single day. You got to have people working and your team pushing it in the right directions and stuff like that. So, you know, that's been a challenge in itself, man, to be honest with you.
Okay. Now, how you feel about file swapping, working with different producers and different artists? What's the process of getting that done with you?
You know, basically what happens is, shout out to Q Question, man, and the rest of the team. You know, I love definitely, you know, working with other artists and other producers doing a file swapping thing, no matter where they're from. You know, we could definitely get the job done. The process for me is this, man. If I see a hot artist, a hot producer that I like, you know, if I like the stuff and I think they'll mesh well with my sound and things like that, man, it's time to work. You know, I get cued a question to reach out to them and, you know, and make it happen. You know, a lot of artists I've been working with, man, have been great, man. So I love it, man. I think that's really, so, you know, the build a foundation in the industry, man, I think is very important for, you know, for you to work with other artists and definitely to find, you know, different ways to, you know, to perfect your sound and stuff like that.
Okay. Well, thank you for answering my questions, brother. I'm going to let D-Slate go back and do his thing.
No,
I got a question, right, man.
No doubt, Kano. I know my girl Ebony got some questions. Ebony, what you got for Trell?
Oh, wow, Trell, being that you in Philly, of course, you know, you got a lot of talented people over there in the East Coast. A lot of things are saturated. With everything that you see going on around you, what is your main focus and, you know, what you want to bring to the culture? I'm not going to call it hip-hop because hip-hop is not hip-hop anymore. I call it the culture. So what effect do you feel that your music is going to have on the culture, and what will it change for us?
Man, I love the question, man. My biggest thing for me, I try to be as honest as real as possible, you know, with the fans or with other music lovers and people that surround me, you know, I just try to, you know, try to stay as positive as I can because, you know, in the industry, like you said, man, it's a, you know, it's one of those things, man. It's a culture that we got to kind of adjust to. And like you said, you don't even call it hip-hop no more because it's oversaturated and stuff like that, man. But I think, well, you know, I believe if I just keep it real, you know, try to be as honest as possible, believe in myself, be honest with myself, man, it definitely changed the, you know, the way people, you know, probably look at, you know, the culture a little bit, not just from me, but from anybody else that's doing the same thing because, you know, a lot of people are frauding nowadays about, you know, lifestyles and things like that. And, you know, my biggest thing, you got to be believable, man. You got to be believable to your crowd. It's definitely important, man. That's why, you know, I got so much love for Tupac, man, because it's like, man, when I listen to his music, I felt it. And that's what I really want to, you know, do to the fans and the people in the music, where I want to make music that people can feel. You know, somebody going through a situation in life, man, maybe I could be able to change their day if I could. You know, things like that, man, just something to get people along the day. So I could make a party song all day long, but people want to hear some stuff they can relate to, man. Like, dang, man, I went through that. I understand where you're coming from, that type of thing. And I think it definitely changed, man. It definitely could change how people live, you know, how to change people's mindsets, man. I'm all about laws of attraction, you know, inspired by greatness, man, just being inspired by anything that's great, whether it's your family, I mean, your friends, you know, whether it's food, whatever that makes you, you know, it's great to you, man. I think that's really how you change things and how you change the mindset of the people, definitely in the culture.
I totally agree with you on that. I have this thinking, this queen thinking. I'm not concerned with being popular. I'm concerned with being effective. Anybody
sure,
can
right.
be popular for a couple of 15 seconds, but I'm concerned with being effective. And speaking of being effective, with you registering your music, or going through the process of getting your music registered, was this an easy process for you, or did you find it to be a little bit difficult with all the legal jargon with getting your music registered? And who are you registered with?
Nah, man, that was really the easy part for me because, you know, I was always the type of guy that loved to research. You know, I'm a businessman at heart, you know, so I'm always into paperwork and always finding the right ways to do business because music is a business at the end of the day. And a lot of times nowadays it's pretty much the business of music more than the music itself because if you don't know the business, your music can't move forward, you know. So, you know, I spent countless times in the library reading books, man, just researching on the internet, you know, just reading other people's stories, talking to other people about other people's, experiences in the game and stuff like that and their mistakes mm-hmm. that they made. So I just kind of took that and ran with it, man. Right now I'm registered with ASCAP, Performance Rights Organization. You know, I got my Sound Exchange and my BDSs and all that stuff like that. So LLC for SKE Records, that's my label. I run with Q the Question. Big shout out to him, Red Hands, the whole team. You know, so that's what we're doing over here, man. We're taking care of business first, man.
Well, my last question, you know, and you definitely shout out the cute question. I love his energy. You know, we had met last year, and we've been networking back and forth. And, you know, he hollered at me like, I got this hot artist. I'm like, cool. I sent him over the submission form. Everything I need, he's on top of it. And we definitely appreciate good business and what you guys run the labels and getting the music out. There's radio stations out there that charge for spins, which is payola. But there's other radio mm-hmm. stations that charge for a whole package to interview, promote, and spin. How do you feel about investing or paying to be interviewed, promoted, and showcased on the station, or let alone for your music to get played? Do you feel that that's a good investment with getting your music out on FM, AM, or internet radio?
To be honest with you, to pay for commercial radio, like a Power 99 for up-and-coming artists, is just ridiculous to me. I wouldn't pay. I mean, like I said, if you got the money, fine. But to me, I don't really see the benefit now because, you know, first of all, you got to pay for all those time slots going. Have to keep on, you know, recouping the money to keep getting spins and stuff like that. And if you understand the game, it's not really that great of an investment, especially when there's so many other things out here you could do with that money to catapult your career. A lot of other blogs and stuff like that or radio stations online that comes with a package that, that you know, they want to, you know, provide for a certain artist or something like that. It really depends on what they're offering, man. Like, if it's a good deal, if the demographics is correct and definitely applies to what I'm trying to do, and if it's going to be effective, because like you said, you got to be effective. If it's an effective thing that's going to satisfy both ends, I'm all for it. Like I said, sometimes you just got to pay your way to get some things done. Everything is not for free, but it's all about spending your money in the right places and being effective at the same time. So commercial radio, no, but if it's an online radio station that comes with a package interview and they got a nice amount of listeners, demographics correct, you know, with everything else, I'll definitely pay for it. I don't see why not.
I think that's pretty cool. And then, you know, if they're registered, you can get the receipt, and that way you can write off on your taxes later. Sole proprietor,
exactly.
You can write that off on your taxes later. And
make sure you write it off on your taxes, Trail, because we don't want you
sure.
out there like Wesley Snipes and Lauryn Hill, man. We don't want you out there like that.
Oh,
bro.
Yeah,
are
that's
you?
Crazy.
Well,
oh, yeah,
I'm
going to go back.
Hey, I got another question real quick.
Pay them taxes,
sure.
Brother. Pay them taxes.
Say it again?
If I can, I'm going to still be listening because my show started at 9:30, but I would like to request one Dreams of a Winner if we could.
Okay. Yeah, I got another question real quick for you, homie. How would you define your success as an artist?
How would I define my success?
Yeah, would it be album sales? Would it be, you know, the music quality?
Just making quality music, man, that really defines everything because the rest of it's going to come together on its own if you got good quality music. I think right now, being at the level I'm at now, and, you know, and I even make it to the majors level. Right now, I feel like I'm successful because You know, I got quality music. You guys loving it. A lot of other people getting good feedback. You know, that's just success in itself. And then, you know, that's going to catapult it and catapult it to a whole another level of success, man. So right now I feel like I'm successful. I achieved some things, and there's a lot more to achieve, man. Just keep pushing forward.
All right, for sure. I'm definitely going to be following you, brother. Check
no
it
doubt.
Out.
I want to follow
him.
Yep.
No doubt. Well, Trell, you know, I got a series, you know, of questions in a series I like to call What Do You Think? Now, I'm going to throw a couple of questions out there, and you know, I definitely want you to tell me what you think. My first question for you is, what is your problem with hip-hop today? What do you think?
Man, I think nobody's being genuine anymore, man. You know, a lot of artists nowadays, I ain't really putting no names out there because everybody got to eat, everybody got to do their thing. But the music is not really as effective as it used to be, man. Everybody's in the clubs all the time, and, you know, a lot of music now don't have any substance, man. So that's the problem, I think, that's going on today.
No doubt. Chris Brown is disgusted by being sued for $16 million in the club incident. Trell, what do you think?
Well, I mean, you know, I mean, when you're in a place of, you know, business and there's trouble around, people is around, I don't know if Drake getting sued or not, but I guess they got really looked into the story, man. I ain't really zoomed too deep into it, but 60 mil, man, as far as I see it, man, I heard that Chris Brown went and got the gash, man, so I don't see why he'd be so home for it, man. He messed up right now, but I just think, hey, man, it is what it is, man. You know, I guess I don't really got too much to put too much thought into it, man, because it ain't really none of my business, you know. I ain't selling it for 16 mil. You know.
And McDonald's is about to start selling curly fries. Trell, what do you think?
Oh, hell no.
I think that's good, man. They need something new, man. I'm tired of going to McDonald's and saying the same thing, even though I don't eat at McDonald's like that. But they need something new. You know, they need a new type of fry. Like, they've been having the same salty fries forever. You know, I mean, I don't think I even remember seeing McDonald's with no sweet potato fries or nothing. They just got the same old fries for years. So that's good they come out with some curly fries, man. But shout out for Chick-fil-A because they're the best, man.
Them fries only good for 7 minutes anyway. Well, how long the curly fries going to be good?
Right, they're salty, man. I ain't tried out at an early age, man.
And D. Slate is suing Playgirl for not paying him for his photo shoot. Trell, what do you think?
Say it again?
I said, D. Slate is suing Playgirl for not paying him for his photo shoot. Trell, what do you think?
I think it's messed up, man. We got to get paid.
No doubt.
We got to get paid.
That's real, Trell. That's real. I like that, bro. Now, my last question for you, bro, is, all the up-and-coming artists out there, man, that's trying to be in the business, that's trying to make it in music, man, what advice do you give them?
Man, always quality music, man. Most importantly, make sure you got quality people around you that's gonna inspire you, man. It's nothing like it, man. Like, you can have great music, man, but without a quality team, quality people around you, man, can't really get nowhere, man, because you need those people that's going to support you to push you further, man. You know, like my family, my friends, my team, Q the Question, man, we came a long way. You know, and he's definitely one of the reasons why, you know, my music's been getting out there like it has been, man. So I give him a lot of credit for definitely sticking by me, man, even the time when I stopped music. But yeah, you just gotta have quality people around you, quality music, do a lot of research, learn off other people's experiences, man. Read. I can't stress that enough, man, because when you read, you'll pick up a lot of things. And you will learn a lot, you know, how to, you know, register your music. Don't pick up my music, but learn how to register your music. Learn about, performing rights organizations and things like that. Learn about the roles of a publicist and why you need a publicist and why you need these media people to push you further, man. So that's what it is, the research, quality people, quality music, and the rest of it is just, it just come right into you.
That's real. No doubt, bro. Definitely appreciate your response. And Trell, I got to say, man, it was a pleasure. honor to have you on the show with us, man. Like I said, you got some great music. You got some incredible music, and we're going to keep on showcasing it on the D Hour show. And as far as we're concerned, the door is always open for you, man. You're always welcome. The D Hour show is now your home, man. Anytime you want us, you want to stop by, you want us to play your music, you want to hang out, you want to kick it with us, the door is open for you, Trell. Welcome to the D Hour show, brother.
Yo, thanks a lot. Glad to have me, man. Listen, man, I'm going to be calling in, man, just to sit around with you guys, man, and see what I got going on, man.
No doubt. That's what it's about. That's what it's about, Trell. We think you deserve airplay, and we think you deserve to be showcased just like any other mainstream artist, because we think you're just that talented. And definitely keep doing what you're doing. Stay blessed. Keep your mind right. Stay positive, bro, and you keep on producing good music.
Yes, sir, man. Y'all have a good one. Ebony, have a good one. Definitely appreciate you, you know, asking me some questions, man. You know, so y'all keep it up.
Oh, no problem. We got to get in contact. Tell Q the question and hit me up ASAP so we can go ahead and schedule.
Absolutely. Definitely. Make sure you contact Ebony, man, so y'all can get on the front line Fridays, man. The show is on point.
Okay. I'm definitely on it.
All right, bro. You have a blessed night, and keep doing what you're doing.
For sure.
All right. It's the D Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. Indy Up Saturday. That was my man Trell Mack, straight out of Philly, representing. Got my girl Ebony B in the building. What's going on, Ebony?
You already know it's Indy Up Saturdays. I love Indy Up Saturdays. I love promoting Indy Up Saturdays. I will be live tonight, 9:30 on the west, 12:30 on the east, with that Step Your Game Up Saturdays. We mixing that business with pleasure on the show tonight. We going in with hot indie music. We're going to talk about a couple of business. We're going to mix the business with pleasure. So it's just a blessing to be able to call in to your show and to know you tick, tick, boom. That's how we get down. Y'all make sure y'all call us the show right now. Go just call in 718-766-4553. That's 718-766-4553. And press the 1 button to be heard. Also, jump in the chat room. All my frontline fanatics, go ahead and go to www.blogtalkradio.com/D Hour Show and chat it up with us. I love Indy Up Saturday.
Get it in with us. And you know, Ebony, I got to get my segment going a little later after we interview my man John Michael. But I gotta go in on this Ocho Cinco and Evelyn Lozada situation.
Oh yes.
I gotta go in on it. Tonight the segment, the angry segment is back tonight. D Slate goes in. Oh yeah, I'm going in on that topic tonight. So definitely make sure y'all keep it locked, cause D Slate going in on that tonight. It's ridiculous. He going in on it tonight, no doubt. But I was gonna go in on the whole Chris Brown situation with them being sued, but I'm gonna save that one for another time, and I might go in on that maybe on Monday or Tuesday, but for now, tonight I'm going in on the Ocho and Evelyn situation.
Yeah.
Gotta go in on that. It's ridiculous, but I gotta go in on that.
Get
'em. Well, you know, Ebony, I was talking about earlier. I don't know if you remember the gentleman. He's a host on Food Network. His name is Mark Summers. He's on the show Unwrapped on the Food Network.
White boy blonde hair.
Yes. He also used to be a host on that old school game show for adults and kids called Double Dare.
Double Dare. Yeah.
He was in an accident last week in a taxi cab in Philly, and messed his face up bad. His face got damaged real bad in an accident caused by a taxi cab driver.
Mm-hmm. He about to get paid.
He wasn't driving, so you already know he's gonna get paid.
Oh, he's definitely getting paid. All that insurance, those taxi drivers, they pay for their cars every day. They pay for the service of the car, but the insurance that they kick out is ridiculous. They can have a studio apartment for what they pay for the insurance, but he you know, he was kind of, you know, I haven't dabbled in the vanilla yet, but he was kind of like a fine white boy, so hopefully, you know. Hopefully,
yeah,
he can come.
I ain't really dip my nuggets in ranch sauce, but, you know, hey, you know, he was a nice brother, though. He was a cool brother. Hey, yeah,
yeah.
He was a cool dude, and unfortunately, the cabbie's going to take a hit on this one because, like I said, my man Face got all messed up, but, you know, these plastic surgeons do some amazing jobs out there, so they might make them look like an older Tom Cruise. You never know.
Mm-mm. It probably...
You know,
that was so
funny. They may do a little something to them, you know. So,
I mean, if Don Travolta can still get his sexy on, you know, he should still be able to do it. You know,
that's
Jerry
right.
Springer walking around here talking about he got swag. He should be able to do it, too.
That's real, no doubt. It's the D-Hour Show, Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D-Slay. Got my girl, Ebony B, in the building from Diva Spot Radio. We getting ready to kick off a couple of hits real quick before my man, John Michael, get in the building. Sit back and relax. We got some Jeff Hendrick with Saturday. That's my dude right there. Music. That boy got hits. And we got my man, Brenton Brown, with A Chick Named Music. That's the joint right there, too. So, sit back and relax. Indie Up Saturday, D Slate. Got my girl Ebony in the building. It's Jeff Hendrick with Saturday. It's appropriate because it is Saturday. Sit back and relax and keep listening to the D Hour Show.
Let go.
pull up real quick. Come on. Real shit. Because of you.
There when nobody believed, even family didn't think I'd achieve. Back when quitting was an option, good thing I didn't decide to. Help me survive too, though I was whack in bed and couldn't ride you. You're my everything, the reason I'm without a fear. The only one that would listen, eyes without an ear. Gave me confidence, reason I'm without a care. Know I'll always love my hood, you got me out of there. Yeah, much more than hip hop to me. You the reason I can raise my sons properly. Took a stand when the world said do what's crazy. Show me the difference between the real and who is forgave me. So when it's me against the world, you the reason. That in my mind that whole fight seems even. Heavyweight match with a belt with it all on the line. Thanks to you I take the odds anytime. Yo.
Nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul. So deep nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I'd lose it. When I fell in love, I fell in love with a chick named Music. I fell in love with a chick named Music.
Check it. Ayo, no cliche lines could define the time I spent. Rhyming to myself, affecting lyrics, making ends. Now I make the moves to make these unbelievers go repent. I ain't going back to grow because that shit don't make no sense. I'm on my grind, man. I'm heavily composing eyes closed to the haters of the money that you're open. Destined to blow up a dynamite, nigga was chosen. I just shower in success until the Judas I had soaking. Hey, I can stick in shallow waters, I'm the deep and floating. That means I'm on my surface and I have it, man. My people, when I do, I touch the top for a while, then asleep to the clouds. Think about it, the heavens say that's me. Hey, I'm trying to be the best. I do it all for me. You hustle to pay some bills. I hustle so I can eat. I'm seeing my dreams through even when I'm not asleep. I'm a rapping juggernaut and ain't nobody stopping me. I'm saying
nothing ever felt so right until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I knew.
Positively exuberant, motivated, the mood I'm in. She is my soul, the reason you in the group you in. She gave me heartbreaking laughter, success and disaster. With me when I fucked it up and rocking with me after. Used to think that everything was sweet till I met the music game and found out that bitch was a freak. She liked in many ways, father in hallways. And there is a people who treat her with love always. To me, she is my morning wood, makes me go hard when I wake up. The reason a brother can get his cake up. What I take from her is cool, what she gives is bliss. She's my inspiration, the reason my goal is this, to take it all over, make it all over, have my name on the charts, new age over, blast like Nova, big like Scotia, always social, dope like cocaine, and nothing else can come in between, the scent of fame she wears is so damn mean, so I grow my lettuce, harvest green, for the chance to advance my dreams, you know what I mean?
Nothing ever felt so right, until she came in my life. Oh, it was a soul deep, nothing could suffice. Without her, I think I'd lose it. Cause when I fell in love with a chick named Music. Fell in love with a chick named Music.
Show, baby, the home of the independent artists playing all the music, popping like Orville Redenbacher. You already know how we do it. That was my man Brenton Brown with the hot joint, A Chick Named Music. Before that was my man Jeff Hendrick with Saturday. Oh, yeah, we getting it in like that. Oh, Ebony, it was hot, wasn't it?
Hot. It was hot. I fell in love with A Chick Named Music. That's
yes,
what I'm talking
indeed.
About.
Yes,
that's
indeed.
I can listen to that again.
That's how we do it. And people understand this. Please understand this. I got my man John Mike in the building. We finna get it in with him. But please understand this, though. If you have incredible music, if you put effort and you put a lot of thought and you put a lot of work and grind into your music and you want it to be showcased, you want it to be aired, please contact us at the D Hour Show, dhourshow@gmail.com. We're going to get you on. We're going to get you in rotation, and we're going to showcase your music. But please understand, if you're putting in grind and if you're putting in work and if you're working hard on it, then it deserves to be played. You know, trust that. We're not about the BS. We want serious people and people that are serious about their music, and that's what it's all about. Please make sure you contact as well my girl, really good friend of mine, Ebony B at Diva Spot Radio, my man Kano the Pyro at HME Radio, and Jit Chronicles at Grindhard Radio. Make sure you contact them as well, because we're talking about other radio stations that will give you airplay and that will showcase great music, and I emphasize the word great. So if you want that for yourself and your brand, please make sure you contact them, and we'll definitely put some of the information in the chat room for those that's listening. But for right now, ladies and gentlemen, I think my man is in the building. Let me see, because you know we've been getting it in all day. I think he might be in the building. Oh, I think he is. I think he's in the building right now, ladies and gentlemen. Up and coming singing sensation, ladies and gentlemen. Please give a warm D Hour Show welcome to my man, Mr. John Michael.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? I'm real blessed to be on this show right now. I'm glad to be talking to y'all.
John, what's going on with you, bro?
You know, shoot, you know, everything's going on. Music, studio, grinding, doing shows, you know, interviews. Everything's going on.
That's what it's about, bro. I just first and foremost, man, I want to thank you so much for joining us on the show. I've heard your music. Let me say this, John. I've heard your music. And that's one of the reasons why I have you on the show right now, because you got some incredible music, and that's what it's all about, and that's what we're all about on the D Hour Show, man, is showcasing great music and great up and coming artists like yourself. I have my girl, good friend of mine, Miss Ebony B from Diva Spot Radio, in the building with me.
How you doing tonight?
I'm going good, man. It's a beautiful night. I love Saturdays. Everybody loves Saturdays.
Everybody loves Saturdays.
That's real. Well, John, first and foremost, man, for everybody that's listening right now, man, all the new listeners and the potential new fans that you're going to gain tonight, man, tell me about yourself, man, where you're from.
I'm representing DMV. For anybody that don't know, DMV is D.C., Maryland, and Virginia. You know what I'm saying? I was born in Northeast D.C., and just most of my life lived in Virginia, and just definitely putting on for Fredericksburg, Richmond, Virginia. So that's all I'm about, man, just putting DMV further on the map than what it already is.
No doubt. Now, bro, for the new people, man, that's never heard your music before, how would you describe your music to them?
Well, I try to create, like, more of a timeless sound, you know what I mean? I'm a real, real creative person in the studio, and I'm real melodic, so I want really smooth melodies. I want you to be able to groove with my song, so, you know, that's just what it is. It's a smooth groove. It's good, like, old school R&B, but at the same time, it's really relevant to today's music, because, I listen to a lot of older 90s, 80s R&B, and I also listen to all the new stuff, so I'm just trying to meld it, weld it all together, so to speak.
No doubt. Now, the joint that we're definitely going to play tonight, man, of course, is your joint Sophisticated, and I love that song, man. It's a great song, and like I said, that's one of the things that drew me to getting you on the show, and definitely getting your music in rotation, because it's an incredible song. But tell us a little bit about that song, man, and your new music project and what you're working on, just the inspiration that went into it.
Of course, the song is called Sophisticated Ladies, so the inspiration was definitely Sophisticated Ladies, period, because I don't don't know. You know, nowadays, especially me being a young person, I mean, a lot of the women that I see and a lot of the things I see is just, I don't agree with it. And I love the women that I see that are sophisticated. And by sophisticated, I don't mean perfect. I mean just that handle themselves a certain way. And that's really the inspiration behind it. You know, when I got the music and wrote to it, that's all I was thinking about was that type of woman that takes care of business, that, you know, independent and, you know, taking care of her own and not so quick to get in big old fights and whatnot, you know what I mean? So that's the inspiration, just really beautiful black, you know, any ethnicity, but just beautiful women.
Well, fortunately, we have one of those ladies on the line, which is Ebony B, and I'm pretty sure she's going to appreciate that when she hears the song. And for all the ladies out there who just heard what John said, I know what you're doing right now. We can't hear you, but I'm going to go ahead and do it for John right now because I know this is what you're doing.
God. God. Yeah.
Yes. For the sophisticated ladies right there. Now, John, it's this right here, man, this question I love to ask to a lot of artists. And I've also, you know, I would ask this for some of the celebrity artists that we've had on the show, looking at the state of music right now, man, and there's a lot of people not happy with it, a lot of people not happy with music today, and especially when we're talking about R&B. And you have a lot of, you know, I've heard a lot of celebrity artists say, they would tell me, D, it's time for us to bring real R&B back. The music today, man, it's lacking originality. There's no more originality. There's no more personality. And that was always, those are always the criteria I remember with a lot of artists coming up, you know, especially back in the day in the 80s and 90s. One of the two main criteria is you had to have some personality and originality for your music. And we're kind of lacking that today because I know a lot of the labels is just looking for more record sales than anything. But, it's lacking that, man, and that's the reason why a lot of people don't like listening to some of the music here on the radio, and a lot of people not really feeling a lot of the new artists that are out right now. And one of the biggest problems is sometimes when you're hearing a song on the radio, it's really hard, truly hard to tell who it is. You know, a lot of times it's hard to tell who it is. With that being said about music, you know, how does John Michael music differentiate from that? And how can you help change people's minds about new music today and some of the new artists that are out right now, with yourself being a new up-and-coming artist? You know, how do you help try to change the minds of some of those people that's not really feeling music today?
Well, you know, the best way to change it is just to make, you know, the next song the best song. And that's what I tell myself every time I go in the studio, make the next song the best song. And I think what you're talking about with the industry, and it's just, I don't blame people, and I don't think there's anything necessarily wrong. It's just that it's so focused on trying to get a hit, and people that have already been established, they're so panicked on staying where they're at. So they're trying to get that hit, and it's all about getting a hit. And to me, I think getting a hit is secondary. And even if my song is a great song, I'm going in the studio, I'm trying to make a good song. I'm trying to make something that I like to listen to and that everybody likes to listen to. And that's all I can do, you know what I'm saying? I try to keep it real to myself and then just do it like that. And I think for the most part, people just automatically respond to it. And you don't even have to tell them. They can hear it. They can tell that when you're in the studio, when you're making that music, you're doing it for the love of music and not anything else.
No doubt. Ebony, you have any questions for John?
I mean, I'm excited to hear the song, and I just have to thank you for bringing the passion, because it's lately, like, you know, the sophisticated woman is, like, it's kind of like a dying breed in today's society, and unfortunately, a lot of our kings out here feel like, I'm a pimp, I'm a G, I'm a the big homie. That's not what it's about out at the end of the day, but, you know, I don't have any questions just yet. You know, music is food to me, so I'm ready to hear this song, and I'm ready to hear more of what you have to offer. But I have to say thank you for putting your passion and being
aware of how your music will affect us all, will affect the culture. It's very important, and you're right. People don't put passion in, and they're so concerned about being popular rather than effective. I don't want any of my and big shout out to the Boys and Girls Club, my girls over there, thinking that they should drop it low and give him Becky. And, you know, your butt got to be this big. You know, it's a shame that our queens out here are painting this image that this is what a woman looks like. This is not what a real woman is about. When you are a queen or when you call yourself a diva, that means you are divine, intelligent, with a victorious attitude. So we just bringing it back. We pulling up these weeds one by one, and I'm glad that you bring in your passion, and I'm ready to hear the music. I'm all the way turned up on the D-Hour show. Let's go.
Let's get it. No doubt, no doubt. Well, we're getting ready to kick off the R&B foreplay, you know, four back-to-back hits. We're going to start it off with my man John's joint, Sophisticated Lady. When we come back, we got more with John Michael. I got a couple more questions for him. John, go ahead and introduce the song for everybody, bro.
Come again?
Go ahead and introduce your song for everybody, bro.
Oh, man, my bad. But, yeah, right now you're about to hear Sophisticated Lady by me, myself, John Michael. And definitely check me out on Twitter, /4JohnMichael, Facebook, /OfficialJohnMichael. But please get your ears open and listen to some good music and some good R&B. It's right here, John Michael, Sophisticated Lady.
And it's time to kick it off right here on the D-Hour Show. R&B foreplay, John Michaels, starting it off, Sophisticated Lady. Let's go.
Oh, yeah, you're now listening to the R&B foreplay on the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio.
Feeling brand new. All the crowds of people I just wanna
cause my mind is on you. I finally reached the point I have to decide if I should hold on or go on without you. I love you, you know I do, but I can't keep on going around with
said, don't be up in the club every night, all night. And if you're going to go to the club, drink the bottles. Don't throw them around. That's all I want to say. Drink the bottles. Don't throw them around. John, for it's a little question thing I like to do with all the artists. I like to call it "What do you think?" So I'm gonna throw a series of questions out there, and you just tell us what you think. The state of R&B right now, John, tell me, what do you think?
I think it's a beautiful thing right now. You got myself out here. You got Frank Ocean. You got Usher still doing his thing after all these years. You got Trey Songz still, doing his warbles. And you got Chris Brown. Of course, he's, dipping into the more of the, the electronic techno sound. But, I mean, I think it's all a progression, And everybody's experimenting and trying new things. And I think there's no problem with R&B. It's just more about finding the good stuff. I mean, there's good music out here. There's a lot of indie artists, especially, like myself, and a lot of artists doing things. And it's up to the listener to expand their taste buds, so to speak. So you just got to get out here and get it. And, luckily, people like yourself are putting that good music out, Everything that I've heard you play is just good music. So it's music out there. That ain't the issue.
No doubt. Now, auto-tunes, to help those sing that can't sing a damn lick. John, what do you think?
It's funny because I read a lot about what people think about it, and I engineer myself, so I know how to use it. But it's one of them things where it's always been around. Not necessarily the name auto-tune, but fixing vocals has always been around, and it's more about, it's no problem when you're doing it to cut down on recording time, because recording time is expensive for people, and you don't want to be sitting there doing a million takes over and over when somebody can fix it. But when you're taking it and turning that knob all the way to all the way up and you can't sing a lick, now, I don't necessarily say it's a problem, but they shouldn't be qualified as being a singer if that's what they're trying to say. But, it's all about the progression of music. I mean, if you look at production-wise, you see a lot of beat makers that can't play no piano, So it's no surprise that now you have singers that actually can't really sing. So it's just more, to me, I look at auto-tune as you should use it in moderation, try not use it at all, but it's more of a thing to cut down on recording time. It shouldn't be a hit-making savior the way it is.
Okay, no doubt. The Ocho Cinco and Evelyn Lozada situation. John, what do you think?
I think they should have never got together in the first place, because that's what it is. But, I can't comment on the situation as far as, the head button, because, first of all, I don't know what happened. I heard it was some condom receipt and then all this other stuff, and it's just as far as their personal lives, I think that when you put the camera that much in your life, you can expect for things like this to happen. With Chad, he probably had the worst week or worst day or worst month that anybody's had in a while. And Evelyn, I'm sure if what she says is true, all the allegations, I'm sure she's having a really tough time right now, and she's filing for divorce. But it's just that's what comes along with getting all them VH1 cameras in there. So that's just what I think about it. Yeah.
No doubt. Burger King contemplating on possibly selling soul food. Can I get a Whopper with a side of collard greens, John? What do you think?
You're the first person to tell me about that. Well, I'm not surprised. I mean, Burger King, they got ice cream with bacon in it. You know that? I rolled up to Burger King the other day, and I seen, I think it was a Sunday with bacon in it. Now, I've heard of that, but in a fast food restaurant, that's crazy. But, I mean, I kind of applaud Burger King for being willing to step outside the box a little bit. So I think regardless of the food tastes good or not, it's a good thing that they're trying out to see what America really wants now in 2012.
So instead of your Whopper, if you want to get you a chitlin loaf, you go right ahead and order it.
As long as they got grandma in the back, shoot, that's all that is.
That's real, bro. That's real. Absolutely. Well, man, thank you so much, man, for definitely participating in our little Q&A session. But, John, you got any shout-outs out there, man? You want to shout-out to anybody real quick?
Yeah, definitely I want to shout-out my label, Top Notch. Everybody, Amar, Dora, Shawana, Nicole, Yesenia, they do a great job. And they do so much and just to help me as well. In addition to me, you know, making music. And shout out Fredericksburg, Virginia, you know, D.C., Richmond, just and everybody playing the record, man. Everybody loving the record. Everybody downloading on iTunes. Please go get that on iTunes. Just
no
search John Michael Sophisticated Lady. Got the ringtone on there. But just everybody supporting me. You know, I go on Twitter a lot, and I see people showing me a lot of love, and I reach out to everybody, believe it or not, man. Every single person that brings my name up, I send them a tweet or something on Facebook. So I just really appreciate all the support.
And speaking of that, John, if anybody wanted to catch up with you online, where can they contact you on Facebook or Twitter, or if you have a website?
Yeah, well, I do have a website, johnmichaelmusic.com, and through there you'll see my Twitter and Facebook, and my Twitter's at 4JohnMichael, that's the number 4, and then John Michael, and then Facebook/official John Michael. And please hit me up, send me videos of you jamming to the song. Or I just got a video the other day, a fan of mine, she choreographed the whole sequence to the song, and just I definitely reach back and communicate with everybody. I mean, it's all love, man. I'm just humbled by the whole experience. So please hit me up on social networks, and I'll hit you back.
Well, John, let me say this because, you know, there's some freaks out there. He said, please send him a video of you jamming to the song, not masturbating to the song. We ain't trying to see all that. Okay? We want to get it straight because the freaks probably heard that and went crazy or something. So of you jamming to the song. Okay, that's it. That's all we want to see.
Jamming.
But first and foremost, John, man, I want to thank you so much, man, for joining us on the show tonight. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on with us, bro. And I'd like to extend this to all the guests that we have on the show, man. As far as we're concerned at the D-Hour Show Network, man, you are always welcome. The door is always open for you, man. This is now your home, the D-Hour Show. And anytime you want to stop by, you want us to play your music, man, you want to chit-chat with us, the door is always open for you. We will continue to support everything you do.
Oh, man, I appreciate you having me on the show. And like I said, it's a blessing just being involved in this music industry and you having me on the show. So, you know, thank you. And you two have been great hosts for me to expand my fan base and talk about my music, which is something I always love to do.
That's real, bro. And thank you so much, man, for hanging out with us tonight. And you have a blessed night, John, and you continue to keep creating that positive and that great music. And we're going to keep on airing it right here on the D-Hour Show.
All right, man, no doubt.
All right, bro, you have a blessed night. It's the D-Hour Show on Blog Talk Radio. It's your boy, D. Slade, getting it in right there with my man, John Michael. No doubt, up-and-coming artist. Make sure you guys check him out at johnmichaelmusic.com. And then definitely hit him up on Facebook and Twitter. And definitely support him on iTunes. And speaking of that, keep tuning into the D-Hour Show every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday. You just never know who's going to be on the show. We've had great guests. We've got great guests coming up tomorrow. Make sure for all the saints of God and all those individuals that love gospel music and fresh gospel music, tune in to the Covenant Cafe with the brothers Lamont Ferguson and Poetic Lace on the D-Hour Radio Network. Make sure you guys tune in tomorrow, 4:30 Mountain Standard Pacific, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern PM. Make sure you guys check them out. And tune in next Thursday on Celebrity Thursday. We got a doozy for you. We got the one and only Michelle A. is going to be in the building with us, as well as Monifa and Nikki Gilbert of the group Brownstone, in which Monifa and Nikki are a part of the new hit reality show series, R&B Divas. And they're going to be in with us on this Thursday coming up for Celebrity Thursday. Make sure you guys definitely tune in. And just keep tuning in. Like I said, you know, we got great music and great interviews coming up and a great show coming up. I know I said I was gonna go in on the whole, you know, Ocho Cinco or Evelyn Lozada situation, and I'm gonna make it real quick. You know, I like to have this little segment I like to call the D Slate Goes In, and I just want to say this first and foremost. You know, whatever the situation is, whatever problems they were having, first of all, she knew what type of dude she was dealing with. He knew what type of woman he was dealing with. Now, I know I heard someone say on Facebook how Evelyn is portraying to be the victim. But how can she be the victim if you ever looked at the reality show that she was in? Every time you turn around, she was fighting and swinging on somebody. You know, so, but now when she gets swung on her head, but she want to portray to be the victim. Just a little something I heard on Facebook. But I just want to say that, first of all, it is never okay to headbutt a woman. It's never okay to put your hands on a woman. Ocho, you're not in the WWE. Stop headbutting people, okay? You ain't a damn wrestler. You're a football player, okay? Second, you sign in. You're a professional athlete. You're with the Miami Dolphins. You just signed with them. Now, because of your incident, you lose your contract, you lose your endorsements, and you're about to lose your wife. Was the headbutt worth it? Was it really worth it? Okay, as a professional athlete, you need to walk around and you need to uphold yourself as a professional. Okay, when you sign that contract, you're a representation of them. So doing stuff like that is not a true positive representation of them. So that's why you in the pothole you in right now, brother. I really hope you get it together. Like I said before, you're not The Rock or Triple H from the WWE, so you need to stop going around headbutting people. This is your boy, D. Slate. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the D-Hour show tonight, India Saturday, another wonderful show tonight. We have some incredible guests. I want to send a special shout-out to my man, Trail Mac, straight from Philly, joining us tonight, as well as my man, John Michael from DMV, joining us tonight as well, getting it in with those brothers on India Saturday. And make sure you guys keep tuning in. You can check us out. Check out the D-Hour show. If you got an Android phone, iPhone, or whatever the case may be, you can download the free application TuneIn Radio, and search for the D-Hour show. We are on TuneIn Radio as well as iTunes. You can go to iTunes and listen to the go on the podcast, and you can listen to the D-Hour show as well. Thank you guys so much, all the fans out there. Shout out to all the peeps in the chat room that's listening. The Candy Coated Network, Taylor Burleson Show. Thank you guys so much. Shout out to them. And thank you for the D team, all the fans and supporters of the D-Hour show, man. You guys are wonderful. Love you guys so much. Keep tuning in. Got a great for the gospel music lovers tomorrow on the Covenant Cafe, 4:30 Pacific, 6:30 Central, 7:30 Eastern PM. Make sure you guys tune in to that tomorrow. And just keep tuning in every Sunday through Thursday and Saturday, the D-Hour show. It's your boy, D. Slate. We will see you guys when we see you. Please enjoy the rest of your Thursday night, and always be safe.
Location, even places not around. Travel through your airways, stimulate your intellect, and you ain't even know. It's broadcasted from the internet, giving you what you want, showing love to the hood, even to the burbs. So yeah, it's all good. No, they ain't like other stations following the trend. 10 minutes later, the same song again. It's a D-Hour show. Yeah, I said it, so you know. Coming first in any challenge, on your mark, set, go. If you're ready, let's roll. Let's hop aboard the starship, the hottest station. Showing love to underground artists. Yeah.